everybody. You're tuning into another Bachelorette After Show. It's season 13, episode 3. Tonight we see DeMario get shut down, lots of naked men, mud wrestling, all the feel. So stay tuned right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bye bye. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I feel like Rachel shut it down again this episode. I'm your host, Christina Zias. I'm here with Sterling Cates.
Hey guys.
Christine Alexis and Renee Ariel. Ladies night again in the clubhouse. Danny apologizes. He's not here. He has some family stuff to take care of. He will be back next week, so I'm missing you, Danny. But you guys, okay, we like were kind of geeking out the entire episode because I feel like we're all girl crushing so hard on Rachel.
Truly.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Every time she talks, I'm just like back there clapping, just like taking notes for whenever I have fancy situations
in my life.
Oh my gosh.
She's such a boss.
She truly is.
Seriously, favorite Bachelorette. I know I was hesitant about that on episode one to call that out, but for sure.
I mean, 100%.
I think my favorite lead ever, like Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Couldn't
agree more.
I was telling you guys before we started filming that I feel like most of the conversations on this show, I mean, I still watch and I obviously love it, but I feel like for once we're actually getting conversations that are... that have some substance and aren't so like, so what did you think of tonight? It was great.
Absolutely.
It's more of like, I just feel like they're real conversations and that just speaks to her and having her as a lead.
And you know what? I really think that Rachel is someone that everyone can look up to, like men, women, children, adults. Like I see her and I'm like, she is such a strong, confident, beautiful woman. And what I appreciate about her so much is how decisive she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right off the bat. And that's a quality. And I feel like I know for myself, like I am sometimes so indecisive. Like it takes me forever to make decisions. And it's like you see her and she's so confident about everything that she does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really admirable.
I feel like she's the friend that, like, when you're like, where are we going to eat tonight? Rachel's like, Applebee's. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, everyone else is like, whatever you want.
Like, she's holding the fort down. Like, when there's an issue, she's there to handle it, and she handles it with grace. But she's so assertive and classy, and she's just doing everything right. Like, I honestly do feel like I'm taking notes during the show. Like,
seriously. And I love that the episode opened up with that, with all of the guys in the house really just recognizing her, her decisiveness and giving her respect. Because they were like, you know, they were all kind of worried, like, if she lets DeMario back in, what does that say about her? And I think she shut that down right away. Like, I know what I want. I know who I am. And I'm not about that.
Okay.
So
the way she handled that was amazing.
So last week, we're like, okay, is she going to let him back? Obviously, we didn't think she was going to let him back in.
Right.
But it was open. You never know. It was open-ended, right? So what I loved about it, I was like, Rachel, why do you want to hear what he has to say? Like, you know it's going to be a bunch of BS. But I think she just almost, like, wanted another opportunity to be like, you fool, leave, you know? And she just shut it down. And everything that she said was valid. I mean, DeMario offered nothing new to the table.
Nope.
Except some advice from his Uber driver that he
got on my way up
there. I loved that so much. He was like, see, on my way up here, I was talking to my Uber driver, and he said that I should say all this stuff, and I was just like,
Uber driver.
Can you at least say my name
advice,
or something?
Though.
Yeah, that's
low-key, like a car therapist.
Yeah, but everything she said in response was like, listen, you're not what I want, so I'm gonna just get to move, and then she said, thank you.
Yes, and I love that she said, like, what you're looking for, I'm glad you've grown, but now you can find that elsewhere. Like, have this new opportunity. It's just not here. Like, Rachel.
They didn't even build on anything for her to be giving him any sort of second chances. Like, he was doing that, I'm like, oh my God. Like, world's smallest violin. Like, just
Seriously. Well, that's what she kept saying. She was like, you didn't bring anything new to the table. I mean, what do you think, though, he could have said differently that would have maybe changed her mind?
From the beginning, like she said, if he was just up front with her, when that girl, I don't even remember her name, was there.
Lexi.
When Lexi was there, instead of being like, oh, who's this? Actually being like, I'm so sorry. This is what happened. I'm a fool. From there, maybe.
Okay, but rewind. Like, she gave him another chance, right, to, like, come back and, like, talk to her and explain his point of view. So do you think there is anything that he could have said in that conversation with her that she would have been like, you know what, fine, you can stay?
No.
No.
I don't, I think he, like, the way that he was saying it, he was like, you know, I really think we can be something, but it's not believable because they don't have any experience together. Absolutely. And they don't have any, there were never any moments until this happened that I was like, oh, they're cute together or whatever. Exactly. Like, she just watched him dunk a few times and then that's like, you know what I mean? That was basically the extent of their whole relationship.
Yeah, he's, like, attractive. They had the attraction, but aside from that, she's attracted to other guys, like Peter.
Yeah. So she pretty much just had him back to be like, to turn him down again.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I honestly thought there was going to be a huge fight happening here. Like, ABC for sure teased us in the promos. I remember seeing something with, like, blood. I thought it was DeMario. Maybe I was just making things up because I was, like, expecting punches to be thrown. I don't know. But for me, the funniest part about that whole conversation was, I forget what guy it was, but he's like, shh. Because he was trying to eavesdrop on what they were saying. Yeah. I'm like, you dudes are like 5 feet away from her.
That was really awkward how they were so close to the gate when all of that was happening.
Oh my gosh.
It's going down in that driveway. Yeah, right?
So funny. Okay, so obviously the guys have major respect for her. And this is the first time I will say that I feel like when I'm watching The Bachelor, I actually feel like, I hate saying this, but I almost feel like more men are there for the right reasons. What do you guys think?
Than with the girls?
Just in past seasons. Yeah.
I will say there's a lot of guys that I like early on this season, which I feel like usually it takes a while for me to get to know them.
I can agree with you on that. Like, even thinking back to JoJo's season, there are so many guys I didn't like. Yeah. It was so hard for me even to pick favorites here and there. Whereas in this season, I feel like we watch a new episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy. Oh my gosh, this guy. And you start really seeing, like, the good in all these guys and some bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a lot of good guys.
They all have so much personality. They all bring something different. Even, like, we may have our own personal favorites, but even just watching it, trying to think from Rachel's perspective, it's like, oh, this person offers, you know, obviously attraction and good looks, but this person makes me feel secure. This person I can laugh with. This person has a nurturing element to them. So many different things with these guys. I think casting was top notch.
See, I think it actually has a lot to do with Rachel, because on Nick's season, I honestly thought Rachel 100% brought out the best in Nick. The only time I liked watching him on screen was with Rachel. I was like, he seemed so fun and cool and, like,
genuine
and likable when he was with her. And I feel like that's what she does. Like, she's just such a, like, a down-ass girl, like, and a genuine person. And I feel like really does keep it real.
She was always way too good for Nick.
Yeah. I feel like she brings 100%. Out the best out of all these guys, too.
She has this, like, disarming quality to her. Like, I've never met her in person, but it seems like when everyone, like, sits down with her, they're just like,
like, you know. And I'm happy they got rid of at least Blake and Luke.
Oh, God.
Episodes of that. Because, like, we know they're not for her. You know what I mean? It's almost that point where I don't even want people around just for the drama. I want, like, the good guys. Because
there's
there.
Quality guys.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I want to get rid of all the like, which I thought I would never say about this show.
Right? So, like,
yeah.
But how awkward was both of their exits? Like, come on. That was just so painfully awkward to watch.
So awkward.
I thought when Blake, like, interrupted Lucas's little confessional, put his arm right on his shoulder, I thought he was just going to straight knock him out.
I thought so, too.
He wasn't about that life.
I love that ABC's like, just when you think you get rid of the two most annoying characters right now, we're going to keep them an extra 10 minutes.
Right.
For what?
Meanwhile, they're not giving Diggy any screen time.
No.
Right? Like, okay, so we're going to watch Blake and Lucas do this weird-ass shit. Sorry. Weird stuff in the driveway. But meanwhile, Diggy hasn't even gotten 1 second of airtime.
But you know what, guys? I honestly think this also has a lot to do with Rachel, because I think that if it was ABC's choice, they would have kept those guys around for a little bit longer. At least, like, Lucas. And maybe Blake to cause more drama. Like, but I think Rachel heard bananas or carbs and was like, dude, like, I need to cut these guys right now. Like, I'm not wasting my time. Like, DeMario is gone. Like, this guy is concerned about bananas. Like, what was that conversation?
That was my favorite. When he was like, carbs? That wasn't me. Like, no. It's a banana.
Right. It was Lisa in the chat just brought up that Blake and Lucas were on a reality show together before, which is true. It was like that WeTV show that they were on together, and they, like, dated the same girl, or it was like their exes. Anyway, they definitely have a past. I'm so glad they're off the show. And I'm glad that happened at the beginning of the episode and we didn't end on that.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I mean, okay. I feel like don't even want to talk about them, because I feel like we shouldn't even give them the justice. But I just have to say this, like, for Blake, who just thought he was so real and, like, was trying to, like, out Lucas the entire time, like, why weren't you being honest with her saying how you actually met him? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes sense now because I wondered that from the jump. I'm like, why is he targeting this guy? The fact that they have a past, like, it totally makes sense.
I will say, I do wonder, editing-wise, if he wasn't talking about it as much as we saw. Like, if maybe he was talking about all of these other things and we could have maybe liked Blake. But since he, one, didn't last that long, and two, we were already over with his only purpose, which was the drama between him and Lucas, to where they only showed his, like, obsession with Lucas.
That makes sense. That's like, true. If him and Rachel didn't have really, like, fireworks in their chemistry, they'll just focus on all his flaws because they knew he probably was going to get the boot.
Last season, we had Alex on our show. And I don't know if you guys remember the Alex and Chad drama during JoJo's season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Alex was talking a lot about that. And he was like, it just kind of sucks because all you really saw was all the beef I had with Chad. But, like, you didn't even get to see any of the chemistry I had with JoJo or, like, what was going on, you know?
I'm sure a lot of it gets cut. I just don't want either of them on Bachelor in Paradise.
Nope. Especially not at the same time. Please.
Especially not Waboom.
No.
I just don't think I could deal with that.
I feel like that would be his intro, though. Like, they're like, do you hear that? And then it would be like, hey, yeah,
you're so right. You're 100% right.
Please, no, ABC. Oh, like, don't get ideas.
I keep forgetting that the guys from this season will be on Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's interesting is, like, those girls that came, like, Corinne and those girls are going to be on Paradise. Corinne, for sure.
Raven is.
She's first to be confirmed. So they were probably checking each other out on this little group date.
Okay, so the sad part is that we lost, forget about Blake and Lucas, but we also lost Jamie, who none of us really know who he is. So
didn't care.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, Jamie.
He had a good run.
But really. I feel like Rachel has done a great job and kept some, like, really solid dudes. So, okay, let's get into the first group date.
Yes.
Shall we? So there was Brian, Jonathan, Peter, Alex, Will, and Fred, which is a very good group date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, honestly, probably, like, almost half of my favorites are in that date.
Oh, yeah. They have some good ones in that group. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So the date card read, lights, camera, action, come join me on the set of Ellen. But you know those guys were so excited about. I mean, who does not want to meet Ellen and be on her show? She's so much fun, such good vibes all around.
Right. I'm jealous.
Totally. This, for me, honestly, was probably one of my favorite group dates.
Yeah. And I'm happy that, I don't know if you guys saw, like, when it actually aired on Ellen or not.
No.
But I like that they showed different clips of it. Because otherwise it would have just felt like a wasted airtime for us tonight.
I agree.
But it showed, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and that little sit-down with her and Ellen was new. Mm-hmm. Like, the backstage one, when they watched them come in through the security and all that.
Yeah.
That was new.
And talking and about the kiss, the dancing, and showing their faces, that was great.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And they didn't show as much of the, like, dancing and stuff on Ellen in action. No. But, yeah. So, I liked it. I thought it was super cute.
What I really liked about this date, and I feel like what we miss in a lot of group dates and just dates in general, is actually an opportunity to get to know the guys. And I feel like in this date, you saw their personalities when they were dancing. Like, you saw who was, like, really able to have fun with it, who was, like, so scared about it. And, like, that tells a lot. Like, that's an uncomfortable situation to put these guys in, you know? So it's fun to see that. And then also the Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, that's
I
fun.
I loved the Never Have I Ever. I thought that was such... That's what I loved about this date, is we got to know them, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that kind of sit down, tell me about yourself. Like, it's a fun game of Never Have I Ever, and then you get to watch Alex, like, dance on these women. Gosh. That was my favorite guy dancing. He was hysterical.
He was
also
hysterical.
Confessed to peeing in the pool, which we would have never known had Ellen not asked.
Oh, my God.
I will say, I didn't like the... Well, we already knew that Brian had kissed Rachel before, and that, that actually did air on Ellen, so we already knew that anyway. But the comment he made about... Oh, he got my sloppy seconds or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. Rachel is standing right there. First of all, it's like, you should never say that if you're a gentleman. You know what I mean? It just seems so sleazy to me.
That's very distasteful.
That's the type of stuff girls wonder, like, are guys saying that about me? It's they are. And they just said it, like, in front of you.
On TV.
I mean,
it's immature as well. Like, Rachel wants a man, but a guy's like, oh, you got my sloppy seconds. It's not a man.
Right. Yeah. I think that Rachel definitely noted that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
What do you guys think that says about Brian? Do you think he was just trying to get, like, the attention, just kind of one up Peter, or do you think that he kind of just thinks, like, she's just some chick he's dating?
I don't know if it's necessarily about Peter just yet, who will obviously be his competition later on. We can all agree to that. I think that's just his personality, to be real with you. Like, he doesn't seem to have much of a filter. He's this very, like, jovial, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. I mean, he is calculating, and you can see that from his little confessionals that he had when other people were talking about, like, when Fred was talking about he didn't have a connection with her. He was like, man, I'm hearing this, but I know I have it with her. So I know he's in it. His head's in the game. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think he's just, like, this goofy guy.
Like, and so he was just having fun.
I think he has no filter. That's the thing. I think that's just, like, how he is.
I think it was one of those things where he probably said it and then immediately regretted it. And then watching back, he's like, why did I do that?
I think it was him, like, looking for the spotlight or a way to stand out on that date, honestly. Like, that just that comment in general, I felt like he was, like, he didn't need to steal the mic from Ellen. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
Ellen.
It's Ellen's show.
Twice. Like.
And then also, I think that, I forget who said this in the chat roll, but she did almost make it seem like she only kissed one guy. So I think that Brian, maybe at this point, maybe he did think he was the only person that she kissed. So then, you know, Peter said something, and then he's like, wait, what? Like, kind of thrown off and just had to come back at him.
Yeah.
To feel like he's,
and
like,
she had
top
kissed
dog.
Will at that point, too.
Right.
Yeah, I think it kind of hit me in that moment, sorry, that other people didn't realize that other people had kissed her in the house. Because we've already seen it, but I was like, oh, shoot, that is probably the first time I'm finding out.
Yeah. Totally.
That's awkward. And you saw it in Fred's, like, face and his body language when they're playing Never Have I Ever, and he just kind of looked down. I mean, they were playing it up as well, and I knew he was going to go home by how much attention they were spending on him. But I mean, just in general, though, as far as group dates go, like that over mud wrestling, I mean,
huge difference. What do you guys think about the whole Fred situation?
I was so rooting for him until he asked if he could kiss her. That is mistake number one. Don't do that. It's awkward. It makes people uncomfortable. Never is anyone like, I am so glad he asked me.
Right.
It just go for it if it feels right.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, which it clearly didn't, don't go for it.
Okay, so you guys know that I've, like, had a little soft spot for Fred this whole time because I just thought, and at the end, it all worked out how I thought it should have, but up until that point, I felt like she kept bringing up the whole camp thing. First of all, Dean now is younger than Fred is. Like, there's a bigger age gap between Dean and Rachel than there is Fred and Rachel. Fred and Rachel, and I know that she, like, has these memories of Fred or whatever. But either give him a chance, a genuine chance, and, like, stop bringing up camp, or let him go. And we saw that that's what happened. First of all, he did not handle the one-on-one
time at all.
Nope. It was the most awkward thing to watch. I had to stand up to, like, move.
She really did.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, because I was rooting for him. I really like wanted him to have this moment, but it just wasn't there. And I'm glad that she let him go, even though she was holding the rose so savagely in her hands on his chest too.
So. Like, and the camera's just, like, closing up on it when they're in the elevator. It's like, wow, you're just going to just dangle that right there. But I agree with all the points you made, though, because I was starting to get a little bit frustrated with Rachel because I'm like, don't box him in. Like, give him a chance to be different from that guy. But when he did have the chance, he just dropped the ball. So
he really did.
That's why I felt bad for him. Like,
Yeah, me too, because even when we were hearing him talk about her and how he used to have a crush on her, and it became very sweet, and I was like, oh, this guy, it's so nice, and you're, like, rooting for him when they are together alone. You're like, come on, Fred, you got this. And then as it started, you're like, you don't got this.
But that's so true, though. Going into it, I was like, okay, Fred, we're going to do this. We're going to get our moment right here, because, like, everyone doesn't believe me that you have it in him. But he just totally dropped the ball.
Question, though, like, it seemed like, was she only 3 years older than him or 3 grades older than him?
4 years, I think.
Four years and 3 grades, I guess. So she was, like, in 7th grade and he was in 4th grade.
Not that big of a deal.
I was just going to ask, like, do you think that's a big deal?
Stop thinking about camp.
But
like, why are we talking about camp?
I don't think the age is a big deal. I think it's when you know someone from your youth like that. Like, fine, now, whatever, if you're in your late 20s, your early 30s, and you're dating someone in your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But when you saw them as a child, and you're like, imagine thinking, being a freshman in high school, and seeing someone who's a 5th grader. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge difference. So I can see how that's hard to get out of your mind. But,
and
like,
to be fair, their whole one-on-one was very childish.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, but I almost wish Fred was like, listen, you want to think of me as, like, the bad boy in camp? I'll show you, like, a little bit of a bad boy. I felt like she would have been like, okay, like, Fred's grown up. But he did not do that. He is.
he was like, oh, and right before they got into the 101, like, I think it's time I make a romantic move. Like, bro, that was your romantic move to ask her?
And he, like, thought about it before?
He was pumping it up.
He had a speech. Like, it was like, I know you kissed all these other guys, and I don't want you to feel like I'm just going to go for it. So, like, I'm going to ask you, can I kiss you? And she's like, you're asking me?
Oh, she was so taken aback.
His body language, too, was like, can I kiss you?
It was awkward. Fred needed to go. Tara S. In the chat said, Fred was always in the friend zone. You know what they say? Once in the friend zone, you ain't gonna know.
True.
Yeah, but I think always she could make the right decision by sending him home. It obviously wasn't gonna go
anywhere.
Wait,
he was in the Fred zone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Period. Dun, dun.
Thank you. So on this date, Alex got the group date rose.
Okay, I really like Alex.
Like Alex, too. And you know what I loved about it, too, is that Rachel was saying that, like, in her confessional, she was saying how there's going to be a dark horse, and she was associating Alex with a dark horse. And I kind of love that because I feel like he might end up being in the finals. And I really do.
Early prediction.
I just think there's something fun about him, so lively, and you could tell, like, every single time she has a conversation with him, she's so intrigued.
Yeah.
Right? I love that he's, like secretly really smart. I mean, he's, like, the Rubik's Cube. And then the whole thing with the you're looking at me in my left eye. I just realized that I was doing that to you guys.
We all turned around, and we were like, wait, is that true?
Like, oh, my gosh, I just learned something new from a contestant on The Bachelor.
Wait, what is it? Left eye is
if
what?
If you look at the left eye, that's, like, the intelligence, and then this one's the emotional.
Wait, no. Left is emotional. Right is intelligence. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I naturally go to people's right eyes.
I think I naturally...
I don't know.
I think I'm going left now that I'm looking at it.
Look at you, left side. Oh, guys, you have to admit, that was actually, like, pretty cool.
It was.
Unexpected for me from him. Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's what I love about him, is I feel like when we first met him, we had this idea of him, but he keeps on, like, proving us wrong. Like, we keep learning more about him, and he's sensitive, and he's smart, and he's funny, and he's, like, kind of sweet and endearing.
He doesn't take himself too seriously.
Right. Yeah, and it's great. Just, like, it's like you don't know what he's going to do next, but in a good way, and I like it. Like, he's a good guy. I'm kind of into him.
I am,
Alex.
Too.
Yeah.
I just think
Alex,
it's so...
let's just repeat his name.
I think it's so funny that he owned up to peeing in the pool, and he, like, said it. It's like, I just want Rachel to know I'm going to be honest with her. Like, she's going to get all of me. And I was like, you know what, Alex? Good for you. Like... Yeah. Who cares?
You pee in that pool. You tell her.
And Will is like, I'm never getting in that pool ever again.
Oh, my gosh. Also, we need to talk about the physical connection between Peter and Rachel. Rachel was straight up on top of Peter.
They are the most physical, but, like, the most, like, boyfriend-girlfriend out of anyone else.
Yeah.
Totally.
And
totally.
I'm loving his, like, salt and pepper situation.
Oh, yes.
I
mean,
he's got
everything.
Going on, for sure.
Just everything.
Everything about him.
Do you think that she feels that extra connection to him because they did have that one-on-one time?
I think he was
the first one-on-one date, you know, so they... Maybe that really does help build a connection.
I don't even know, because I feel like after this other date with Anthony, like, it was sweet, but there was nothing very special about it. I feel like we got a lot of special moments with Peter that made her see a lot of potential in their relationship. And now this physical chemistry, like, things are heating up with them. And I love that we still remember a part of her, a part of this episode with her and Peter when he was barely in it.
100%. That's very true.
But they still slipped it in.
What did you guys think about when Ellen asked if you've ever thought of having sex with Rachel, and Peter said, I have not. Do you think he was just trying to be a gentleman, or because we talked last week about him not having that, like, physical connection when he went in for that kiss or whatever.
Right.
So it was kind of weird to me that he
But I feel like it's weird to be like, yeah, I've thought about it. You know, when you're, like, on TV thinking your mom's going to watch this. Like, I feel like a lot of the guys that were trying to be more reserved said that. I guarantee every single guy in that house has thought about having sex with Rachel. But a lot of them aren't going to admit it on television.
But I don't think there was anything wrong with admitting it, though. Especially if it was, I have all around. It would have just been, like, a flattering moment for Rachel. And it would have been fine. Like, but Peter, you know, on the sly, did that extra, I'm going to be a gentleman.
Yeah, well, it was him and the tickle monster that said that they haven't.
No, it was Alex.
Oh, what? Alex? Oh, oh yeah, the tickle monster was like, oh, it's weird that you said
yes.
Yes.
That's right. That's so funny. I feel like Alex definitely has thought about having sex with her.
For sure.
Totally.
But he told the truth about things that are more embarrassing than that.
Honestly, that moment of him saying, peeing in the pool, like, that was just great TV. And speaking of great TV, you guys know it's Emmys season, so I'm super excited for that. I love the Emmys. Are you guys into that at all?
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Can they just put The Bachelorette? Like, can we nominate them? But actually, the History Network, they have a really cool show called Six. It's inspired by real missions of SEAL Team Six that captured and killed Osama bin Laden. And they're so up for Emmy consideration this year, which is super dope. Check them out. One thing I do want to clarify, though, like, a lot of people think it's like a documentary or like a reenactment, but it's not. It's actually a scripted series, which is really cool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it captures the real life inside world of their special operations unit and what the SEALs do, their personal lives. So I guess there's a little drama there too. Combat and the decisions that they have to make to protect and serve. The producers tapped retired U.S. Navy SEAL Mitchell Hall, who was in Zero Dark 30 and a Lone Survivor, which was super dope, as the series technical advisor and associate producer to bring a true authenticity and technical knowledge to the show.
Nice.
So they're up for Emmy consideration this year. Is there anything else you guys are excited to see at the Emmys? Any other shows that you know are nominated? I know when you drive down La Brea in Los Angeles, you see
like four-year consideration
everywhere.
Okay, I'm just like big on Handmaid's Tale right now.
So it's so good. Everyone, please watch it.
Well, just in general, I mean, obviously, if you're tuning into AfterBuzz, you love TV.
Right? Yeah.
So I think that it's just so great. Like, just because you're watching The Bachelorette does not mean you can't watch History. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
There's so much great content along so many different networks. And I think, you know, when you see those billboards up for Emmy consideration, it's the perfect time to, like, kind of check out shows that you haven't even heard of or seen. There's so much great content out there right now.
And it's a cool break from this because, you know, it's a reality TV show. And this is scripted. It's a really cool scripted drama. And it's starring Walton Goggins of The Hateful Eight and Barry Sloan from Revenge, which was a really good show. You guys watch that?
I love Revenge.
Yeah. So it's a good one to check out for sure.
Good to know.
There'll be drama. Cool. Yeah. Real life drama, just like The Bachelorette.
This is like real life drama,
right? Real life drama. Okay, so back to the real life drama.
Switch gears.
So in the house, right? And I can't remember if this is before, actually. Okay, so we see like the drama with Eric kind of evolving.
Yeah.
And we've seen so much of this through commercials and everything. And I think it's been really easy for us to be like, oh, I already don't like Eric because of the commercials. And tonight we saw a little bit of coming out. And what do you guys think about the drama between him and Iggy and just all the guys in general?
Okay.
Go first.
I don't like Eric. I don't think I would not date Eric. I don't like the way when he gets angry, he kind of throws a temper tantrum to everyone. And it's like, why aren't your words are in my, whatever. But I will say, I do agree with him, just like I've agreed in past seasons where in this show, I'd prefer everyone to focus on their own relationship instead of constantly being like, I don't think they're there for the right reasons, or I think they're not mature enough to. That's what bothered me last season with Corinne. Everyone was like, I don't think she's mature enough for Nick. Like, mind your own business. So I will side with him in that aspect, but I don't think he's mature, and he does bug me as a person and how he handles conflict.
Not your type.
Not my type.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it is so annoying when you see other people, like, ratting out other guys, you know what I mean? Or, like, women, too. But I do think Eric is very mature, and I just can't see Rachel with him. Like, I feel like he's just not on her level.
Right. Honestly, I can't see Rachel with Eric, Iggy, or Lee.
Nope.
So I'm like, let's get rid of all three of them.
Yeah.
But just one specific example is when she was on the one-on-one with Anthony, which we'll talk about later, but, and they would cut back to Eric at the house. It's like, okay, Anthony is a man. Like, he, like, has this, like, strong presence. I don't know. It's just, this is a different level. But then they would cut to Eric, and he's, like, having a temper tantrum back at the house, and I just don't see Rachel being able to, like, deal with that. You know what I mean? Or that she should have to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of conflicted. I agree with all the points that you made. And I don't think, ultimately, he's the best match for Rachel. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I feel like her, I don't want to use the word swag, but just, like, the way that she is and the kind of person that Eric seems to be, I think that they'll actually clash a lot. Like, I think they're going to butt heads on a lot of things because he seems really just confident in how he feels and doesn't shy away from saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I do see what you're saying about him throwing the tantrums, but it's hard because I agree with a lot of the things that he's saying.
Yeah,
honestly, it's like he's kind of dealt a bad card here, and I think he honestly is having like a really shitty edit on this episode because it's just making him look like, you know, just like a baby. But to be real, like, people did say things about him. His name was in their mouth.
Right.
True. And they're doing the cardinal sin on these shows, which is to spend your time talking about somebody else.
Right.
I think, honestly, just looking at the episode full circle with his emotions from the beginning, with not being sure of his connection with Rachel, right, and then just how things played out over the course of the episode, I felt like it reached a breaking point at the end where he needed to just loudly state his claim, like, I'm here, I have a connection with her, you and you need to just back the hell off. Maybe the way he did it wasn't the best, right, but I think he personally, as a guy in the house competing with everyone else, was like, no, I need to let these guys know I'm not just going to sit and pretend like you're not talking about me and it's not getting back to me, because it's not like he heard it from someone else. Rachel told him exactly who was talking about him.
Yeah.
So, guys, you know, with their bravado, I feel like they're gonna just try and show each other.
I mean, I agree with that, and I totally get it, and I think he should stand up for himself. However, I just think that, and people in the chat, and I'm sure this is going on the internet too, they're saying that Eric is giving me domestic violence vibes, like he has an anger issue, and I don't see that at all.
That is too much of you can't say that about somebody you don't know in real life. Like, that is a stretch.
I don't see that at all. However, I will say that what I do see is I see someone who's very insecure and just very immature. And I think that part of that is because he's never been in a relationship before.
100%.
And that's really difficult.
I keep forgetting that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge thing, and I don't know if that's a deal breaker, but it's evident that he needs some growing up to do, you know?
It was weird to me that the guys who were throwing him under the bus were also trying to give him advice about what he needs to do. But I did appreciate that Iggy told Eric straight up that he talked about him to Rachel.
Yeah. Because
that never happens. I was like, that's actually kind of respectful.
Because they're all going to talk shit.
Right.
Just, like, be real.
Well, because you know it's going to come back to you.
Yeah,
so, like, you might as well own it up to it from the beginning. Totally. So I kind of, like, appreciated that he did do that. But, again, I don't think the three of them, especially now, knowing everything that we know, I think we have to talk about Lee. Just in general, everything that's come out this week with the racist and sexist and just disgusting tweets that have surfaced. And so just knowing that, it's hard to watch the show and even give him
everything
a chance.
Yeah. So, like, Sterling, for the people that are watching or listening who don't know about the tweets, do you want to fill everyone in?
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, the
internet. And this is about Lee, you guys.
This is about Lee. So the internet is a place where all of your stuff
dirty,
is
dark
be,
secrets
yeah,
will
your
come
dark
back.
Dark secrets. So, guys, be like.
You can't just hide anything from the internet.
Exactly. So this past week, there's just been, I mean, excuse my French, but a shitstorm of tweets that have surfaced about Lee, and you guys can just one type into Google and they'll all come up. So there's been the controversy whether or not, like, ABC should even edit him out or what they should address it or whatever. Chris Harrison tried to say that they had no idea.
Yeah.
It's also suspicious because, I mean, they put a guy like this guy to date the first Black Bachelorette, which, you know, it's just, honestly, I mean, it's just disrespectful
for Rachel.
For Rachel.
Absolutely.
But regardless, he just said some things about, he compared the KKK to the NAACP. He said that all feminists are ugly. Just like a lot of stuff like that. Like, guys, there's literally pages and pages and pages of these tweets. So you can check that out for yourself. But with that said, it's hard to, like, watch anything he does on this show with any respect. For me, anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's not like, I mean, obviously he's talking badly to Eric and about Eric, but to me, it's not like he comes off in any great way at all. Like, you dislike him probably more than you dislike Eric watching him. At least I did.
Right.
Me,
you know,
too.
I was watching all of their conversations, and I was like, at least, like, Eric comes from a place of, like, vulnerability, and, like, he really wants to be there. And you could tell, like, he's, like, hurt and offended, where I feel like Lee is just, like, boom, like, pushing buttons. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's enjoying it.
He is.
He called him straight up trash. Like, this guy has no respect. Again, Eric pisses me off, but you're right. It comes from a place of insecurity. Like, that's where all of his issues come from. That's why he's telling these guys his problems with Rachel and where he doesn't know what to do. And he's acting like, oh, I just need to ask her if she likes me or not. Like, that's obviously a front he's putting up because he's insecure.
Right.
Yeah. But Lee, on the other hand, is just a jerk who has no respect for people and everything he does. Like, even when he winked, I, like, get, like, infuriated.
Oh, yeah,
slimy
definitely.
He gives me, like, such a gross vibe. Like,
and when he's saying one thing in his confessional about, like, oh, I'm going to throw him under the bus and I'm going to love it, whatever. And then to Rachel, he's like, I really hate to do this.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't talk to my girl like that.
No.
Sterling, I got more defensive than Iggy got when he said he got defensive. I was like, yeah, well, so I think he's just there. He's obviously, I feel like next week something's going to happen with him in general. So
I have a feeling, though, that Eric's going to stay around a lot longer because of the way he gets under everyone's skin. And I think that Rachel is very smart, and as much as she's hearing all this chatter about him, she's going to give it a chance to play out and see if that side of him that's shown in the house shows with her, because she said that. Like, yeah. The side that everyone's saying, I haven't seen, which is a lot of what happened last season with Nick. Everyone was saying all this stuff about Corinne, but they're all smiles when they're together, and it took him a long time to, I don't want to say, like, see who she really was, but just, I guess, get on the same page as everyone else for whatever his reasons were. And I think we're going to see the same kind of trajectory happen with Rachel and Eric.
Right.
That's my early prediction. But
I like that. Okay, so since you mentioned Corinne, let's get to the second group date, and then we'll get to the one-on-one after that.
Yeah.
So second group date, it's Brady, Dean, Adam, Kenny, Bryce, Lee, Jack, and Eric. Mm-hmm. And Rachel brings her friends along, which is just funny to me, like, how everyone becomes, like, best friends, like, after they're on the show together. But I believe it. Like, it's true. Like, they really do. So, anyways, Raven, Corinne, Jasmine, and Alexis come on. I'm sorry, but, like, how are these girls dressed? Like, Raven specifically, I was like, Raven, are you coming here to help me find my man or steal my man? Like, girl, what is going on?
If one of my best friends, like, I don't know, I felt uncomfortable for Rachel, and I felt like they were trying, like, even with the thing, it's like, are you trying to, like, steal the spotlight for me? I felt insecure. And I'm not even on the show.
Yeah, that would totally make me feel insecure.
I think that speaks to me more so than, like, whatever. It just felt... It's not like they were mud wrestling. Why did they... I don't know. I had mixed.
Yeah, what were they really... I mean, their only purpose in the episode, it's not like they were judging the mud wrestling either. They were just there for that bus scene. To gather intel and or whatever other situations that they had that weren't shown on camera. Like, that's it. Because otherwise... I don't really know why they were there. But I agree, having Raven there, like, she's beautiful, gorgeous, love her, but, like, she was the runner-up to the guy who sent you home, right before. I don't know. Like, I get that they're probably real-life friends, but, yeah, I would be like, okay, can you just, like, wear a sweater?
Just a dress code.
Maybe, like, put your hair in a bun, because, you know, her hair is, like...
Also, like, okay, I'm sorry. You can talk really quietly without going straight up to whispering in someone's ear. Yeah. I personally see whispering as a little, like, flirty. I think she could have easily just, like, said it quietly. I don't know. Maybe that was probably how you were feeling.
Actually,
how I was feeling with
that. I feel like that was the time where I was like, okay, like, Raven redeemed herself for me. Not
really?
That, like, not that what she did was so wrong by wearing, like, an open back shirt. Oh, like, no. We sound so
true. I know, we're not trying to sound like...
But, like, you... Obviously, we all know what we mean, and I'm sure people... are listening to feel the same way. But I felt like when she did whisper in his ear and was, like, trying to get dirt on the other guys, I was like, okay, like, she actually is here trying to help Rachel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That kind of, like, turned it around for me. I was like, okay. Like, everyone else was like, yeah, like, strip down for me, like, dance. And she was like, so tell me, like, who's right for her, who's not, you know?
I'm a little upset we didn't get more Corinne. I feel like they didn't even let her talk.
They're saving it for paradise.
Probably.
I'm telling you. Because so we excited. All know, and even though I was looking on Twitter while this was going... Everybody was like, you know, these girls are just scoping out who they can get on Paradise.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Come on. Yeah. It made me a little uncomfortable, though, because so when they all came into the room, and I don't know why I'm associating this with this, but so you know how they always say, like, when a bride walks down the aisle, like, everyone should turn to the groom to see, you know, what their reaction is? So when all the girls walked in, like, I immediately was, like, trying to look at all the guys to see who was, like, checking everyone out.
Yes.
Because I was like, okay, who's here for Rachel or who is here checking out these other women?
Okay, that is exactly why I think I felt so uncomfortable with it, because the guys were clearly, like, oh, super excited that those other girls were there. Honestly, they've known Rachel for, like, 3 days. It's not like they've... Because, you know, like, if you bring your friends around, like, your boyfriend or something, it's different than you bringing your friend around, like, someone you just met and, like, totally lose interest still. You know what I mean? It's like, it just felt really soon to do that. And the guys were so excited about it that...
Dean even said it. In their one-on-one, he's like, it's so good to see with all these strong, beautiful, independent women that you call your friends.
That I'll date on Paradise.
Oh, my God. Wait, see, actually, that comment I really liked a lot, too. And I was like,
I like it, but, like, I'm thinking, like, ulterior motives. I don't know.
Because
just this episode,
There's only one winner, you guys, which means all of the other guys that don't win are probably going to end up hooking up with those girls on Paradise. So you're 100%. Thinking, which one is it going to be? And are they already interested now?
Yeah, I wonder if any of the girls were interested in any of the contestants.
Definitely. Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I mean, I know that they are, but like, it's just funny how they cut that out, because when she was like, well, what do you guys think? Like, I think Jasmine was like, I like Dean, like right away. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you like Dean,
yeah,
honey.
You like Dean.
And
yeah.
then it just switched to like, obviously Raven's profound, like, listen, he's not right for you. But I was looking at their reactions right away when she asked that, because they were all just so chipper, like shouting out names. I'm like, oh
right?
my God.
Were you picking your favorites, like for Rachel or for you?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was just like, no one else was getting any dirt except for Raven, so I do applaud her for that. Exactly. That's the point of them being there, I guess. But
wait, what about Corinne? She was like, I like Adam. And I felt awful, but I was like, who is Adam? Like, there's just some guys who really need to step up their game, because I see him every time on the show. I'm like, wait, who's he again?
He's the one with the good hair?
No.
That's Brady.
Brady. Oh, yeah.
Adam is from Dallas, though.
Yeah.
But he sounds to me like he's from New Jersey or something.
Hey,
like,
I'm from New Jersey. What does that mean?
Your accent, girl. Like,
wait, is that Adam Jr.? That's the guy with the puppet.
He had the puppet initially.
No. Okay. Now we know who he is.
No,
see, this
shame,
is
girl.
Why they have this. I'm standing up for any Jersey girl who's listening right now.
I'm from New York. I feel you.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, this date was... I felt bad for the guys, because I feel like they didn't have enough time to talk to Rachel, and they're mud wrestling here. And it was just inappropriate. Like, the women... in the room. Did you guys hear those comments? Someone literally screamed, let me see your jaw.
Yes. Yeah. That was, like, it was so scripted, but it was also so weird. Like, why they say that?
Could you imagine if it was on The Bachelor and these were women mud wrestling? Like, just the difference?
Right, that's true.
But it was, I just did not like this date. I felt it was so weird. I also was like, where is this room and where was the casting call for this? Of, like, we need a bunch of audience members to circle around a mud bath.
Yeah, that was really weird.
I know, it was awkward. Almost as awkward as the one-on-one horse thing that they planned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for Anthony, because I feel like, I mean, obviously there's a connection there, but like, that was not a good chance for him to like show off his manly chops. Like, that was awkward as hell.
Right.
Is that a thing you can do?
About the mud wrestling, though, how did Bryce beat
Kenny? That was so confusing
to
me,
too. That was really confusing, because it looked like Kenny just gave up.
It did.
I thought he was going to say after, like, oh, I let him win, like, when they sat down, because that, to me, didn't make sense either.
And it was anticlimactic. Like, there wasn't a Kenny moment to be like, dang it, I thought I had it. Nothing. Just cut to the next.
But I kind of like that, though.
Let's move on.
I kind of like that, because I felt like Kenny... was really respectful. He's like, okay, I lost. Like, good job, man. Yeah. Like, he wasn't trying to be, like, this big macho guy and make a big deal about it.
Totally.
And Bryce was just like, all right, I won. Cool. Like, I'm not, like, the biggest, like, baddest guy in the house either. So I feel like the guys were just, like, very cool and confident. They were probably like, I need a shower. Like, I don't even want to talk about this anymore
For
that looked disgusting.
It did.
It's just like, they didn't even really get to talk to Rachel, so it was good that they got the nighttime part, I guess.
Like, the little cocktail party?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we were talking to the guys during the on the second part of the group date, do you like how I'm like, when we were talking to them, they gave us so much information? One conversation that I really remembered and thought was really interesting was Adam asked Rachel to describe a man in one word, and her word choice was secure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what do you guys think about that? Like, what secure in what way? What do you think she means by secure?
Oh, I agree with that, because when someone's secure, they're confident, they know what they want, they know what they're going for, and they're already kind of there. Like, she wants a man, she doesn't want someone figuring their stuff out, and she doesn't want someone insecure like a little boy. So I do think it sums it up. I think, truthfully, we all need someone secure for a life partner.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think she wants a man's man. Like, I mean, they threw it in your face with every single promo that she's ready to get married. Like, she doesn't want a guy that I think she... I mean, obviously, when you find your partner, you're going to grow in love with them, and you're going to face things, but she doesn't want to have to do that work with someone right now. Like, she wants someone who's secure in themselves. And it kind of makes me wonder, since that was her answer right away, if she felt like Nick wasn't secure, like, or what she saw in, like, people that she's dated before, and... if she's seeing any more of that now.
I actually don't like that question for someone that you are, like, on a date with. What is one word to describe your, like, ideal woman? Because if you're asking that, then I feel like you have an insecurity to even be wondering, like, well, what are you looking for? Is it me? You know? As opposed to just using that time to get to know each other and not ask these first datey questions.
Like, it was very first datey, but I feel like not to bring back Eric again, but his whole thing initially was like, I want to know that she feels the same too. And I think maybe in that moment, Adam was looking to just, like, they still have to want to be with her. They need to know more about her as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that question was just a feeler.
One thing I was really surprised about on that day, and I know people in the chat role were really surprised as well, was that Kenny didn't get the group date rose. I loved their interaction. I love that he talked about being a Chippendale. I loved how he was, like, just fun and energetic and, like, sexy, and she seemed to be loving it the entire time. Like,
for sure.
They had a good, deep connection. Like, there was definitely physical chemistry there. I feel like it had all the points of, like, a really good, like, conversation and, like, just everything.
Yeah.
And then it
went
to Eric, so I was just a little kind of confused by that.
What annoyed me about that is that she says, okay, I'm not talking, guys, before I say this, I'm not saying anything bad about Rachel.
But she says, disclaimer.
But she was just saying how she wants someone who's secure, knows what they want, seriously, all this stuff. Mm. And then she's essentially not wasting a rose, but giving a rose up front to someone who is none of those things.
Reaffirmed.
In this episode. He needs validation. He's insecure. He's showing these signs. He might not be these ways,
right,
but he's showing those traits.
Yeah.
When she just said she wants someone who knows what they want, is secure, is all these things, which in this episode, in this particular date, was Kenny. He put it all out there. He was
totally agree.
Strong. He, you know, obviously has his stuff together. And then to waste that rose on just serving the purpose of giving Eric validation felt a little pointless to me.
I completely agree with you. However, what I'm so confused about, and tell me if I'm, like, just missing a part, when did Rachel say she was most excited about Eric?
Ever.
Raven was like, oh, she's most excited about Eric.
Oh, yeah.
When? Literally, when? When did that happen? When was this conversation? When did we see a moment with Rachel and Eric where it showed that? I've never seen that.
I think it just goes to show you how they edit this stuff.
Yeah,
because,
definitely,
like, if that's something she said to her girlfriend, that's something that they knew before us as the audience even knew, then she probably really did feel that way. We just haven't seen enough.
Right.
Probably. And that's why I think he's going to stick around.
Yeah, he might. He might. I don't think he'll, like, be in the top final four, but I think he'll be around for a little bit longer.
What do you guys think about some of the people in the chat are talking about Kenny being friend-zoned? I can kind of see that.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have, like, a Peter and Rachel physical connection.
Yeah.
They definitely have a fun connection. Yeah,
I think she's
friendly.
Tickled by him, you know? And he's obviously doesn't have any security insecurities because he outwardly said, you know, that he used to be a Chippendales dancer. Like, he just owns everything about him and... But I mean, I can see how she would friend zone him, though.
Do you think the daughter kind of makes him into the friend zone?
Do you think Rachel wants to be a stepmom?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think she's keeping around because she has fun with him. She thinks he's a really great guy, and she enjoys spending time with him. But there's no physical attraction, or at least chemistry.
I feel like there could be physical attraction. And I don't want to say that she doesn't want to be a stepmom, because I think that if she fell in love with Kenny, I think she would totally be open to it and probably, like, love his daughter as if it were her own.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just think that it definitely complicates things, like, let's be real. So when you're deciding between guys and you're like, all right, like, I don't know how I really feel about Kenny. Like, do I have this connection with him? And then there's all this other stuff. It's, like, easier to get rid of him as opposed to someone else who, like, you might be feeling the same way but doesn't have as much, you know, history or drama with it.
Oh. But here's the thing. Have we ever seen them? They even kissed. Right?
I don't think so.
I don't find him attractive, though.
I'm just not attracted to even his personality. I just think he's a fun guy, and I just really hope he meets someone on Paradise, but I don't think he's going to make it long.
Okay, guys, so before we end, let's talk about the one-on-one date really quickly. So Anthony gets the one-on-one date, obviously, and I felt bad for him because I thought this was a terrible one-on-one date. It was, like, definitely sponsored by the city of Beverly Hills. Like, no one. If you guys come to LA and go down Rodeo Drive, you will never see people on horses. Like, it was the weirdest representation of Beverly Hills I have ever seen, and the most inaccurate representation. Like, I'm almost offended. Like, what was that?
You guys haven't gone on a horseback riding day in Beverly Hills?
It was ridiculous. And I'm sorry, but that Western store, whatever it was, is not on Rodeo Drive either. Like, there's, like, Gucci and Saint Laurent and, like, not a cowboy store. I mean, no offense, but, like, it just was a bad group date.
So
it was
weird.
Also,
it was just kind of corny, the play on her being like a country girl from Texas. I was just like, all right, you're just no offense or anything. Right. It's just like,
what's wrong with people from the country?
It was just like too much. I'm like,
Anthony, however, did a great job at just owning it and having a good time and just like kind of just rolling with it. Yeah, you know?
I think Anthony seems like a good dude. Like, I feel like he is secure.
He's like a leader.
Like, he's going to take care of whoever he ends up with. Like, I get, like, I don't get any bad vibes from him. And he seems pretty, like, strong, solid.
I really liked him. And then once he talked about his childhood and saying that, like, I just grew up rich in love. And, like, I want to be a great father. And I know what it's like to have such a great father. I just think that's so beautiful. Because, obviously, when you're thinking about someone you want to spend your life with and someone who you want to raise a family with, you want to know that they have those values that you cherish. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can tell Rachel came from a great family. And she has a lot of love and, like, a lot of great people in her life. So, I think he might be a dark horse, too.
I think so, too. I just remember when I read his bio before this even started, I just thought, this guy's smart. Seems like he didn't give any bad answers or whatever, I don't think.
He clearly knows how to make the best of a very awkward, uncomfortable situation. Yeah. Like, that date must have been, first of all, terrible to film with horses in Beverly Hills with people taking pictures without, like, having the ability to really have a conversation because you're focused on, like, going shopping with your horse.
Right.
I don't know. I really liked him. He just seems like a man, you know, like a manly man. I'm into him. I like him. So we'll see.
We need more personality from him.
Yes. Any final thoughts on tonight's episode?
Oh. No.
All right, ladies. Where can they find you, Renee?
Hey, guys. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
What's up, guys? You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
You guys can find me at Sterling Cates.
And you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me across social media at Miss Zias and on MissZias.com. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.